Everybody in our area knows there's this unbelievable, perfect location for a restaurant. And it's got a scenic view that's good 12 months a year. It doesn't matter whether it's spring, summer, winter, or fall. As a matter of fact, it's got an iconic view that just about everybody knows, and that is the Covered Bridge in West Cornwall. And I'm talking about Perley's Farmhouse Cafe, which has opened up where the Wandering Moose used to be for so long. And with us this morning, we have owner Sean Almer, who is going to talk a little bit with us. Sean, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Marshall.
I'm not sure whether you realized when you got into this that you actually picked a perfect, iconic place to operate a restaurant.
That was actually one of the decision makers. One of the factors in the decision makers was the location.
Well, let's talk first of all. People know a little bit about your background, how you got into cooking, being a chef, and now an owner of a restaurant.
Well, I started cooking with my mother years and years ago, and that's a little bit where Perley's comes from. A question I have quite often. When I was knee high to a grasshopper, I was cooking with my mother in the kitchen, and just kind of grew a passion from there. I cooked all the way through high school. Once I left high school, I went to Johnson & Wales for a short time, and then I went into the military, cooked there. Been cooking professionally for about 30 years. Started my first job was as a dishwasher, and I've worked my way all the way through restaurants. I spent 13 years in the military cooking and did a couple of competitions in dining facilities there, and then eventually started managing them on into the GM positions. And once I had done the GM positions, I started selling to restaurants. And I've always wanted a restaurant and kind of danced around the idea of having one until finally my wife and I decided it's time to open our own.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I think restaurant work is a lot like broadcasting work. There's a lot of work that goes in behind the scenes that people don't see. And so if you decide to go into it, you've got to go whole hog because it's all consuming.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Without my wife, we probably wouldn't be here. you know, she's supportive of it. She's never worked in restaurants, but she's learning very quickly. I take care of a lot of the nuts and bolts of the day-to-day operations, and she does a lot of the marketing.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about your hours. We're talking once again about Perley's Farmhouse Cafe, which is where the Wandering Moose used to be, right adjacent to the Covered Bridge in West Cornwall. What hours are you open, and what days are you open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
So we are open Tuesday through Sunday, and we open at 7 in the morning, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, we close at 3. Thursday, we close at 8 p.m., and Friday, Saturday, we close at 9. I do recommend reservations on Friday and Saturday. We do book out fast. And then Sunday, we're open from 7 to 5. We do serve breakfast till 1 p.m. on Sunday. Every other day, it's until 11:30.
You know, I'm just sitting here looking at your lunch your dinner menu, and I see that you serve pizza, margarita, pepperoni, mushroom, chicken, or pulled. Describe the pizzas to me. Are these small pizzas, personal pizzas, or larger than that?
They're about a 10-inch pizza.
Okay.
They're rustic. They're a little more on the gourmet side. We decided we didn't want to be a pizza shop.
Yep.
We don't stretch them out large or anything else. And they're designed to, you can use, for example, the margarita pizza. If you've got a table of four, you can easily use that as an appetizer. One of the fan favorites is the maple sausage regatta. It has a real nice, what I would say, a clean label sausage, in which case there's six ingredients in it. It's a nice spicy sausage that's balanced out with the sweet of the maple and the caramelized onions.
You know, another thing that caught my eye, once again, we're speaking with Sean Almer of Perley's Cafe in West Cornwall. The lobster and crisp bacon salad looks unbelievable to me.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a fun one. It's simple Maine lobster, crisp bacon salad, cucumber, shredded carrots, mixed greens. The brown butter vinaigrette is actually being changed to a creamy garlic vinaigrette, which is more of our house dressing.
You know, and you have everything on this menu, whether it's fish, whether it's hamburgers, you even offer paninis. You've got a pretty wide selection here for opening up right off the bat.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the ingredients do cross over between the two. For example, the roasted red peppers that we use in the panini. We use that in different areas as well. So they're never one off. The standard idea thought process is if you need to use the ingredient three times for it to stay within the menu.
You know, I'm looking at your breakfast menu and your eggs Benedict. You have the classic Irish farmer's mushroom, and once again, what would be a favorite of mine, lobster Benedict. Plus, you have the traditional breakfast as well.
Absolutely, and I had a really good time with breakfast. I used to steal my mother away for breakfast every once in a while on a Sunday morning, real early, just to kind of sit down, have coffee with her. And that kind of drove the passion for what I do with the breakfast. And they are a twist to the traditional breakfasts. The ham and cheese has an oven roasted tomato instead of a diced tomato that you'll see out there. And I do use Black Forest ham. The Western omelet goes back to, I think I was quoted for saying, last time I read Lonesome Dove, they weren't driving pigs across this country. So instead of using ham and a Western omelet, I went ahead and I used a marinated flank steak.
You know, I'm also looking at your pancakes. You have a bacon pancake?
Yes. What that is it's a chopped bacon. It's put right into the pancake, you know, before it gets flipped, so that when that pancake heats up, that bacon just starts to ooze the flavor right into the rest of the pancake.
Now, I also want to mention here, I see on the menu, you also offer gluten-free pancakes as well.
Although we are not a gluten-free facility, yep. Yes, we do offer the gluten-free pancakes.
You know, just taking a look at the menu for breakfast and for lunch and dinner, how long did it take you to prepare it? Because you know what? You have so many different items on there, and I really think that, like for breakfast, a goat farmer, Benedict, as well. You've got different omelets, and then you move to the dinner menu. You really seem to offer something for everybody, even though it's almost got a bistro flair to it.
Yes, it would. And that's more in lines of what we're doing. It's just something, you know, more of a bistro. It's more of a little bit of something for everybody. You know, we are driven by being a family restaurant. My own daughter, who's 18 months old, you'll find her in here quite frequently. And I just want to make sure that the kids come in and the family comes in and that everybody can sit down and enjoy a meal, whether it be a salmon, you know, a nice Tuscan salmon or a burger or a pizza.
Once again, it's Pearly's Farmhouse Cafe, right next to the covered bridge in West Cornwall, where Wandering Moose used to be. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. If you need more information, 860-248-3252. And they have a website on the web, which is pearlysfarmhousecafe.com. Much success, Sean. People are so glad that you've opened up that restaurant, which left a big hole in West Cornwall and in our area.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, Marshall. We're grateful to be here and very happy with the community support.